fight for tomorrow. Yesterday was then, and yesterday, today was tomorrow. So that means that tomorrow will be today tomorrow.
Huh? That sounds kind of confusing.
Got that?
Yeah. No.
Run that past us again there.
Questions. Well, today, yesterday, when we got started with Jennifer and Bob Kay and me and you at this time, it was Wednesday, and now yesterday we knew that tomorrow was going to be Thursday, and today is Thursday, so yesterday's tomorrow is today's today, and tomorrow will be today's yesterday.
Got that, Jen?
No, I didn't think they'd be math so early.
All right, Jennifer Horn and Doug and Bob, people in the news.
It's news.
I see.
Private Bradley Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Handed down a sentence of 35 years in prison, dishonorable discharge. Court-martialed after he leaked all that info to WikiLeaks. And he get out in 7 years, apparently. They'd be up for parole, and I'm guessing that they'll probably dust him off and send him on his way so he'll have a job with WikiLeaks when he gets out. Right?
Yep.
So what did we ask, Bob, whether he ought to get the presidential pardon that he's requested?
We did.
How many people think, what about it, Jennifer?
No way.
Presidential pardon, yes or no?
No way. Why should he get a pardon?
Because he did the right thing.
Well, Jay says...
He didn't, though, because he put his brothers in the military at risk. The people he slept next to at night.
Really?
He risked their
lives.
He's
that kind of a guy?
I think so.
Really? All right, what do you have, Bob?
Well, Jay said that he thinks that he definitely did what they said and what he was charged with. It's not acceptable. He'll probably be pardoned or paroled after serving the part of the sentence, although accountability is needed for actions that were pointed out.
To me, he's worse than Snowden.
Really? How's that? Mm.
Well, because Snowden released information that was...
Generic.
This was hardcore, I'm going to get people killed information.
Anybody get killed?
I don't know.
No.
Did they?
No. Nobody get killed as a result.
You're 100% sure?
I am.
888. Very good. It's amazing how you know these things,
sir. I'm in the know and on the go on the Doug Stephan Good Day Show.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the next person in the news, who's Major Nidal Hassan, whose case continued yesterday in the courtroom at Fort Hood. The prosecution rested on Tuesday. Wednesday was his day. He was done in 34 seconds. Rested his case, got up, rested his case. I rest my case.
And I rested again.
Well,
I like to rest.
The judge said that he may get the death penalty. He identified himself as a Muslim holy warrior, and I think this quote says it all. We Mujahideen are imperfect soldiers trying to form a perfect religion. I apologize for any mistakes I made in this endeavor. Does that mean he's apologizing for killing the 13 people that he did on the base? Or not? What does that mean?
Hard to say. Who knows what he's talking about?
I think that that's the point.
Cuckoo.
Yep.
For Cocoa Pops.
All right, but you see, what he does is put back the case of moderate Islam probably a decade with some people, anyway, because they look at this, you know how many people there are in the world who think all Muslims are bad?
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy doesn't do anything to fix that problem. He exacerbates it. Mm-hmm. Exacerbate again, Darf.
No, a little.
Exacerbates it. Can you say that on the radio? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Next person in the news is Kelly Clarkson.
Ooh, yeah.
Who has canceled her wedding, Jennifer.
What?
Yeah.
But
there's good news.
Yes. She's still planning to get married. She is going to elope with her fiancé.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. We're so busy, we finally just came to terms the other night. So we changed our minds. We want to elope.
Sometimes, you know, it just gets a little too out of hand. The only bummer here is that Blake Shelton was going to marry her, and now I guess he won't be able to. She'll have to settle for Elvis instead.
Blake Shelton was going to, why can't he go wherever they're going to go when they elope?
He could, I guess, but, you know, it won't be the whole big thing, so maybe he won't.
The big thing.
The whole big deal.
Yeah. David Cassidy in the news today, people in the news.
Boy.
He gets stopped for... suspected DUI, and guess what? He got a .1 on the breathalyzer.
He blew a .1, so what is he so afraid of?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen,
nice.
The Partridge family. Remember David Cassidy from the Partridge family. He was driving north of Albany And the police pulled him over because he was driving with his high beams on.
Uh-oh.
And under that circumstance, they asked him to step out of the car, and he said, "What do you mean?" And they gave him a little...
No profiling there.
Yes, So now he faces felony drunk charges. He has a previous DUI. Had to put up $2,500 to get out of jail.
Uh-oh. Now, was he driving the partridge van, or no word on what he was driving?
I didn't see that, no.
Okay. Maybe that'd make the story better.
It would make the story better. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, or Bob K. at DougStephan.com. Valerie Harper today is in the news because it is her birthday.
Aww.
Born in the state in 1940. Remember her from Rhoda, the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Sure.
Valerie. I'm also reminded that her condition was such about a year ago that it looked like she'd be dispatched in a few months.
Right. They've given her 3 months to live, I think.
A picture of her about a week or so ago. She didn't look any different than she did the day she was on this program when I got a picture of her. That was, when was that, Bob? A year ago? When was she on this program? Seems to me it was about a year ago.
Yeah, it was about a year ago.
So I guess that sort of flies in the face of some of the conventional wisdom that happens when you get stuff and people write you off right away. No.
Love those kind of stories.
There's no accounting for people and what their determination is. I think you really, you go down the wrong path when you dismiss people just because of that's the way it has been with other people. You don't know what's going to work chemically and otherwise. Thanks to a person's determination. I think that makes all the difference in the world many times. At any rate, so that's the story, and those are the people who are in the news. In a moment, let's find out what the NSA is up to yet again. All right, everybody on to that? You want to do that or not? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. But you already knew that, NSA.
I did, yes, because I'm listening and monitoring your phone calls and all of your email.
Uh-oh.
So look out for
NSA.
That. I'm going to reveal some things about Jennifer you never knew before. In just a minute, 14 after the hour. This is Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, "How did I get here?" Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you, and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all now and then for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's lowest prices of the season sale. Going on now. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Walmart knows how hard you work to send your kids to college. You shouldn't have to pay fees every time you send them money. And now you don't have to, thanks to Bluebird by American Express, a checking and debit alternative with no monthly or overdraft fees. So get Bluebird and spend your money on tuition and books, not fees. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Bluebird is issued by American Express Travel-Related Services Company. Terms and conditions, including ATM and other applicable fees, may apply. Visit Bluebird.com for complete details. You must be at least 18 years old to register for a Bluebird account.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog and all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yes, the ones who get it done. Oh, I'm supposed to tell you that.
Come on, Doug, do your job.
Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brought to you by the folks. This portion of the program brought to you by the folks at Grainger. They have over 1 million products. I don't think they have summer squash, though. We determined that the other day, right?
Oh, no.
If they don't have it, probably doesn't exist. Well, they're probably not growing things out back. Call Grainger, though. They have great things. I use them all the time, products there. We have one of the Grainger books, and we find ourselves buying pumps and tools and that sort of thing for the farm. Click on Grainger.com. Stop by one of their branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done, get it, got it, good thing, good deal.
Okay,
a good
kid.
Time was had by all. The Obama administration has given up more of its surveillance secrets because they have to. They have now acknowledged that it was the NSA was scooping up thousands of internet communications from Americans with no concerns to terrorism. They've been told to stop. It was unintentional. It was a mistake to gather bundles of internet traffic. One of the documents that intelligence officials released yesterday came because a court order aimed at the National Security Agency said, we must know exactly what you are doing, and thanks to Edward Snowden. That's all I have to say. I'm so sick of this stuff. Just plain sick of it. People say, well, it started during Bush. I don't give a damn. It was no good when he was no good either when it came to this stuff. The court opinions show that when the NSA reported its gathering of American-based internet traffic, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court ordered the agency to find ways to limit what it collects, and it ignored the 85-page order from the court. So how is there... These people are criminals, right? They didn't do what the court told them to do. Aren't they criminals?
Sounds like one to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you talk about this on your other radio gig yesterday?
We did not, no. You're always so in the know, Dougie.
In the know and on the go on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. No, it's the Good Day
on
show.
Hippity-hoppity-go.
Hippity-hop-hop-hop. Right?
The Rob-Rob-Robin comes. I think we ought to have a 2020 news quiz, don't you?
Yes, because guess what?
Oh, yeah.
It's almost 20 after the hour.
20 after the hour. All right. So I want to have you think very hard, long and hard, on this, all right? This is something that requires you to think things through. You have to know what's going on in order to know the story of Michael Brandon Hill, all right? Why is his name in the news today? 888-302-3684. Want me to repeat that?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Brandon Hill is in the news. Why is he in the news? Michael Brandon Hill did something yesterday.
Must be bad because they're using three names.
Yeah, it is bad.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Look, it isn't something I would normally talk
about because I don't usually do these sorts of. I don't want to have this conversation. I don't want to talk about these sorts of things.
Right.
But I think in this circumstance,
this is a big one, huh?
It doesn't hurt to know who he was, and then we can talk for just a minute about what he did. Michael Brandon Hill in the news. So that's the 2020 news quiz. What's his story? 888-302-3684. As usual, a swell prize for the person that identifies Mr. Michael Brandon Hill and why he's in the news. 21 after on Good Day.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
I was going to say something, but I said no.
Be careful.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Engage your mouth before
censoring
you.
My own thoughts.
Your innermost thoughts.
All right. 888-302-3684. If you're working on our 2020 News Quiz question, we're trying to identify Michael Brandon Hill. We'll do that in a few minutes as people work on it, give more people a chance to do a little research, and then dial this up, 888-302-DOUG. Meanwhile, P. Diddy in the music there. Who was almost, apparently, Jennifer, almost a judge on American Idol.
That's right.
But his past romance with J-Lo put the kibosh on it, according to Us Weekly. He was being considered for the third judge's spot, but passed because he didn't want to be on the panel with J-Lo.
Yep. Want to know why? Yeah, that's why.
All right. 1999 to 2001. Were they engaged?
They could have been. I mean, I know they dated very seriously for a while.
Right.
I think she might have broken up with him after the shooting that was involved. Yeah, apparently somebody came into a club to try to get Diddy, and she had to duck, and, you know, you don't want to have to duck when you're looking so pretty.
I hate that.
You know?
All right. So there's that story, a little musical interlude here from P. Diddy and J. Lo, 25 after the hour. Also, during this part of the program, I put... Sometimes, you see, I get paid by the word, and I put two words together. So program part and program is going to put together to pogrom.
Pogrom.
A French word. Anyway, last night on the David Letterman, he's the only one who's live in the late night hosts this week. He joked.
I wouldn't know because I have Time Warner Cable, so I can't watch him.
Can't watch him. Right, right,
no.
Exactly. All right, that's good. Get a little zinger in on them. They deserve a little zinger. Letterman jokes about the Miami Dolphins here.
You know this, you know, the 1972 undefeated champion Miami Dolphins, 1972 never got to go to the White House, you know, the way winning Super Bowl teams get to go to the White House.
Right, yes.
Well, in 1972, 1973, the White House, Richard Nixon, embroiled in the Watergate scandal, and he said, okay, no parties. He called off all the parties. So the 1972 Dolphins never got to, well... Finally, earlier this week, they got to go, the 72 Dolphins got to go to the White House, and they were all so excited. They wanted to meet Spiro Agnew. And then they got there. Now, come on. After waiting 41 years, this injustice has finally been corrected. Nothing new on Native Americans, but this injustice finally been corrected.
Really? Okay. Injustice for all.
Thank goodness.
Yes. All right, Magic Johnson and his wife are urging their openly gay son to just say no to reality TV. Irvin Johnson III, known as EJ, has been swamped with TV offers since coming out of the closet. But his parents feel he'll be made to look foolish, or even worse, become a target of death threats. Magic and his wife, Cookie, say they're proud of EJ, but they're also realistic, and they don't want him to get into something that he wouldn't know how to deal with. So, how do you, I mean, under the circumstances, what was there? Didn't we have, oh, it was the, I'm just sort of cranking back in my mind to the story, I think it was from yesterday or the day before, acknowledging what Governor Christie did in New Jersey, which basically took out of the curriculum, was it? Or was it in terms of psychological, if you were being sent to a shrink because they're trying your family.
It's a correction. It's trying to get you homosexual correction therapy or something.
So the law was passed, couldn't do that in New Jersey, can't do it in California. I'm betting there are other states that will pass that kind of a law as well. Anyway, Magic, his son actually looks kind of like him.
He does. He looks a lot like him. Yeah. I think it's smart, though, to have him, you know, avoid a reality show. It's a lot of attention.
Right. All right, 2020 News Quiz question gets answered in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Arianna Huffington. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Reagan. The Republican National Committee chairman said that if CNN and NBC went ahead with their planned movies about Hillary Clinton, he'd bar them from hosting any GOP presidential debates in 2016. Good idea?
Anybody can do a movie on Rick Perry or Rick Santorum or Jeb Bush or whoever the Republican nominee may be. I don't get that. Why would that be a problem?
Well, I guess the problem is they're also going to be covering the campaign as it happens. And, you know, entertainment and news have become sort of a mixed bag lately. And so there is, I agree with Rince Priebus about it being unwise, certainly for NBC to do this Hillary special, you know, and air it like that.
But also it all depends on how it would be. I mean, are we all assuming that it would be a puff piece?
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington and Ron.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Answer to our 2020 news quiz coming up. If you're just joining us, the question surrounds the identity of Michael Brandon Hill. Who is he, and why is he in the news? This is the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Bob Kay in for Ken Kessler, who will be back on Monday. Not soon enough for Bob. He's happy to be here and help as he can, but not used to these hours. 888-302-3684. Most of the radio gigs I've had in my life have been mornings, haven't they?
I think so.
When I worked at UKBC, that was in the evening.
You're the only person I know that can survive this schedule for like seven, how many years, 40 years?
Most of my radio.
Your whole adult life.
it's because I grew up on the farm and I've been used to getting up at 4 o'clock all my life, so it doesn't make a big deal.
You worked all nights for me at KBC.
Well, no, I did that too. I did pretty much everything.
You did like 3 shifts a day.
All right, let's get into the hard, cold facts of the day.
Ooh.
From the Did You Know? By the way, I have been looking at some surveys. We have a new consultant who is working on the program, and he's doing a little survey work. And one of the things he found out is that people like us. The reason they listen to this program is because they like us. They like Jennifer.
Nice.
And sort of an extra added attraction is they figure out what's going on for the most part. They know what's going on in the world by listening to us, thanks to our important news nuggets that are dropped here and there, and they become the mainstay of the conversation most of the time. Why are you laughing?
Well, be careful where you drop those nuggets.
Nuggets, yes, be careful of the nuggets. Okay, so anyway.
I'll take barbecue sauce with those.
Did you know or do you care file, Al-Qaeda's greatest victory in America is the TSA. Transportation Security Administration does more damage to the U.S. economy every year in terms of lost productivity than was done on September 11th.
I don't agree with that.
A horrible and unattractive truth, but it is the truth. The TSA responsible for screwing up, doing more damage, and we continue to pay for this stuff. And it is nonsense. It doesn't protect us from anything. Makes things worse, as that study reveals. Government GAO accounting numbers. 1971 was the year. The national debt was $75 million. 1971. Richard Nixon was president.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, did you hear any of those tapes released yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Michael, see if you can find some of the good stuff from the fresh. We had the yesterday because we were touting the fact they were going to release the arrest of the Nixon trial. Wait a minute, hold on a second. I just dropped something important.
Uh-oh.
No.
Oh, hey, while you're down there.
All right. So yesterday we were touting the fact that there was going to be a release of the rest of the tapes from the Nixon era. Mm-hmm. So we have some of that audio, which we'll get in a few minutes. But anyway, we were touting. It was kind of interesting to listen to the tapes back and forth. I'm just using that as a reference point. Going back to 1971, national debt, $75 million. Do you know that currently that is the amount that the debt rate rises every hour?
No surprise.
Think about it. Just think. Hello, stop what you're doing. Stop the car by the side of the road. If you're fixing, listen to this for a minute. Just listen to these numbers. In 1971, the total national debt for the United States of America was $75 million. That is, we spent $75 million more to run the government in 1971 that we took in taxes.
That actually seems like I can visualize that number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't.
I bet you or I couldn't spend that much in one day.
No.
We'd like to try, though.
Yeah, we could. $75 million, I know.
Jennifer could.
People who have that much money.
You do?
Yep.
Could you introduce me?
No. Anyway.
Any of them single?
Yeah, but you're not interested in women, are you?
I could be for 75 mil.
Try it out.
All right. But then coming back around to where we are right now, our debt rises $75 million an hour under current circumstances. I mean, does this give anybody cause to wonder how in the world we even are able to function with this kind of money being borrowed? Oy. All right, I thought you would be interested in knowing that.
Hunga bunga.
Hunga bunga. All right, let's see here if we can work our way through our 2020 news quiz question. I'm going to talk about milk and farming and that sort of stuff. I got a lot of email.
Raw milk?
Yesterday as well. And we'll have the winner of our weekly Dream Big America contest.
Ooh, yeah.
I got a bunch of email yesterday. Shall I do that now, or should we finish the contest? Let's do the 2020
news. Let's finish the contest. And then I'm going to interrupt you and tell you about my raw milk story yesterday.
All right, good. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
It's a plan. I don't know if it's an interruption if I tell you, but you know.
All right. Let's see here. We have a lot of interesting places to go, whether it be to Alabama, Indiana, to Mississippi, or to St. Thomas and the Virgin Islands.
Ooh.
I think I'll go there just because.
Yeah, just for fun.
I don't remember the last time we talked to somebody that was on St. Thomas and the Virgin Islands. Rhea, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. How are you doing today?
Fine.
And how are things? I've been to St. Thomas, I think, three times.
Okay.
And I find it to be the nicest of those islands, and they are all nice. But there's something about St. Thomas.
Nice. We're busier than St. John. St. John is the quieter of the island and also the smallest.
Well, you can't get into if I remember correctly, St. John's, they have to ferry people in. They don't have to do that at St. Thomas. Don't they go right up to the dock, or do they ferry them in, too?
They ferry them from St. Thomas to St. John.
No, but I'm talking about when the boat comes into St. Thomas, when the ships, all of these cruise ships go in there. Yeah.
Right.
Cruise ships come in.
They ferry them over.
They ferry them there, too. I'm just trying to remember. I went in there. One time I went in on the USS Norway. I remember because I had a group of listeners, excuse me, and I went in. We had 45. Roberta and I took 45 people on a cruise for 5 days. Well, Roberta stayed 5 days. I got off in St. Thomas and flew home. But I do remember going up the hill. What I remember vividly is coming into the village or the town and then taking a trip up into the hills.
Yes.
And it was one of the most magnificent realities that I can remember. It's a beautiful place. People should visit.
It's a beautiful island.
Yeah. Good for you. You lived there. You lived there a long time?
About 30 years.
Hmm. And how are you listening to us?
I woke up this morning and you were on the radio, Radio 1000.
Ah, there we go. Radio 1000. So it's the first time you've heard us on that radio, or you don't usually listen to that station?
I usually listen to the station, but when I get up in the morning, I'm usually on my way to work, so I don't take time to listen.
Anyway. And maybe you're up a little bit later. Well, I'm glad you're there. What do you know about Michael Brandon Hill?
He's a young man who went into the school in Georgia with an AK-47, 500 rounds of ammunition, which they say was enough to shoot more than half of the school students.
This stuff, When does it? So I didn't even want to talk about this, but I thought maybe because schools are starting and people, you know, there are a couple of effects that come from the realization of things like this going on. It scares parents when they send their kids to school, or does it make them more prepared? Yes, the authorities are trying to figure out why Michael Brandon Hill fired off 6 shots at police officers from inside the school. He did surrender. He shot off 500 rounds. Well, he had 500 rounds with him.
Right.
He had an AK-47. And you just wonder, okay, what's the story with this guy? And what do we know about him? And how did it get to the point where he felt
he was talked
necessary?
Down, which is a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was talked down by a bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He talked him out of it.
Yeah. Well, so there you go. So there's something. I think that's why I told the story, because something good came out of it.
Yeah.
In fact.
Could have been worse.
Rayo, very nice talking to you. What a pleasure. We're going to send you a swell prize, all right? And will you hold on for a second, Michael?
The swell prize is Doug and I are coming to stay on vacation with you for a while.
Yeah. If you're a good cook, we'll come visit. How's that?
Very good.
All right, Rhea, thank you. That's nice. Virgin Islands are great. Great. St. Thomas, St. John's, very. I think St. Kitts is there, too, isn't it?
Sure.
Is that correct?
I haven't spent much time down there, but I'm going to.
In a moment, we're going to, Jennifer and I, from a different focus, are going to talk about raw milk, dairy exports, where there's a problem. There's another scandal, yet another scandal involving processed milk. So we get to that in the discussion of some people and their concern about the Food Safety Modernization Act. Got some email on that during the course last week, because we have talked about it here on Good Day at 17 before the hour.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Start school tech ready at OfficeMax. Save $100 on Acer's 15.6-inch touchscreen with Intel i3 processor, just $499. This extraordinary offer also includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
This report brought to you by Dollar General. This September, Dollar General is honoring teachers and recognizes Kimberly Shearer as one of its everyday heroes. With support from Procter & Gamble, the Everyday Heroes program celebrates those making a difference in their communities. Kimberly Shearer was named Kentucky's 2012 Teacher of the Year. The Boone County High School teacher emphasizes the importance of literacy, technology, and lifelong reading to her 11th grade students. The skills she believes they'll need to succeed in a modern-day workplace.
A good foundation starts with literacy. It's really the gateway to all other disciplines. I want my students to have 21st century skills, analytical skills, and the ability to master technology. As teachers, we provide our students with the skills they need to realize their future.
Dollar General celebrates the educators making a difference and invests in education through the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Visit dgliteracy.com to learn more. I'm Dan Marin.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia Pacific. Just ordered some from Grainger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-302-3684. Ann is traveling along Interstate 85 in Alabama, right, Ann?
Yes, I am.
All right, so do you know what Fonterra is? F-O-N-T-E-R-R-A. I thought I'd give you a chance to help us in our next conversation here. What the company Fonterra does?
No, I'm afraid not.
Never heard about them, huh? They are the biggest dairy exporter in the world. And their headquarters are New Zealand. They have been purchased by a Chinese company. And it was discovered yesterday that 42 tons of milk powder that was being shipped from their farming facilities in New Zealand to China has the highest level of nitrate levels ever discovered in milk.
Okay.
And one only wonders how it even got to the point of being processed and moved out, given, and they now have apologized for the contamination scare, because not only does it affect the Southeast Asian region, but a lot of their stuff gets imported to the West Coast as well. As you've remembered in the past, we've talked about Chinese milk and milk powder that comes over here that had melamine in it. And how in the world, why in the world, we are importing this stuff from another country when we have so much of it here and the ability to produce more is beyond my imagination. I just can't begin to believe why it is that we even have this allowed here. And go ahead.
I couldn't begin to tell you, but the reason I called is because I have some insight about Michael Brandon Hill.
Really?
He actually asked the people to call the press because he wanted the press to start filming when police started dying.
He wanted to be famous.
Yeah. So what else do we know about where he came from and his family and why somebody didn't catch the fact that he was a cuckoo before he did this?
No, you're going to have to catch somebody else on that. I'm a police dispatcher and I'm getting ready to walk in the door for work.
All right, Ann.
You guys have a good morning.
You have a good day.
Thank you. Yeah. 888-302-3684. All right. So the Chinese and the New Zealand, but this is giving New Zealand milk a bad name, and New Zealand milk has been among the best in the world until the Chinese bought this company.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of people who are worried about this because it's a product of raw milk. They don't pasteurize. Milk powder is not pasteurized. It's powdered from when it's extracted from the cow. Take the raw milk and you powder it. It doesn't really need to be processed the same way as liquid milk does. And you told me you had, I'm a raw milk dealer. I sell raw milk on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, and it's become a big thing because it's so healthy.
Right.
The government's trying to make you afraid of raw milk when, in fact, it's the healthiest thing you can do in terms of whatever comes out of a cow.
That was exactly my story I was going to tell you yesterday. So, I've been kind of pulling double duty. I've been leaving my house after I'm done with you here and going to work at a radio station here in Los Angeles. And as I was getting on the freeway, it's still dark outside, pitch black. I'm behind this big truck who's kind of going slow up the ramp. And, you just try to check out and see what kind of truck it is. It's got writing all over the back. Yeah. It was a raw milk delivery truck.
Uh-huh.
And it was talking about on the side of the van how you want to feel better, all your health benefits, all the health benefits of raw milk. But I just thought it was kind of cool because I had never seen a delivery truck before that delivered raw milk. That's
awesome. You can get raw milk in California a lot easier than you get it in most states. In fact, they sell it.
And it's not easy here, by the way. But it is easier than other places.
You can get it. You buy it in, it's labeled.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy it in the grocery store. I think a lot of the co-op stores have it, and I think Whole Foods sells it in some of its stores, that kind of stuff.
I know they sell raw milk cheese, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, raw milk cheese is aged cheese, and people love that. We have a cooler here on the farm, and we keep cheese in it for, I think, 6 months. The raw milk cheese cures for 6 months, and it's quite a delicacy. People love it and pay a lot of money for it. I think it's awful. It smells terrible. That's what people like, so you give them what they like.
People like stinky cheese.
51 after on Good Day.
I have have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Changed to protect the innocent here on the Good Day program. Okay. Jennifer Horn is not really Jennifer Horn. Her real name, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be the first to know, she's actually J-Lo.
Yes, I am.
Decided to do radio as well as television movies.
And I'll be on American Idol.
Yes.
In January.
Ooh.
Catch me.
You, right.
Yes.
Just protecting the innocent. Bob Kay is here. He's not innocent, so I'm not going to protect him.
No.
And I'm Doug Steffen. This is the time of the program when we feature technology talk. So Shelley Palmer is standing by. I don't know if he's standing or sitting. Do we know that, Michael? Is he sitting down or is he standing up?
This time of day, lying down, I'm guessing.
Really, you think?
Horizontal.
Shelley Palmer, our tech reporter, talks today about a way to get extra motivation for you during your workout with a music player called Spotify. So that'll help you work out. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Depends on if you're doing what I'm doing. Nothing helps.
We'll see.
Right. We'll be the judge of this in just a moment here on Good Day.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, need motivation for some more exercise? Spotify can do the trick. It's super easy to create a Spotify playlist based on the beats per minute in your favorite songs. First, sign up for a Spotify premium account. It's $10 a month, but it's worth every penny. Create a playlist called Walking Music or something you'll recognize and head over to walk.jog.fm, which has a great database that lets you search by song, artist, or BPM for whatever music you want to add. For a casual walk, I use 120 BPM. beat per minute songs, which is march tempo. That lets me walk about 3.7 miles per hour. Once you find a song you like, click listen in Spotify. If it's the right version, drag it to your new playlist. Add about 20 songs this way, then head to your Spotify app settings menu and slide the crossfade slider to 12 seconds. Sync your smartphone with the app and make sure the music is downloaded. Then you're all set for a great morning walk. Friend me on Runkeeper or find me on Jawbone's Up app.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more.
Let's get it started.
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A couple of interesting tweets and Twitters here, boys and girls. Dr. Phil has stirred up a bit of a controversy.
He has.
He asked his Twitter followers, if a girl is drunk, is it okay to have sex with her? Reply yes or no.
Depends. What state are you in, doctor?
Yeah. Dr. Phil.
How old is she?
Hashtag teen accused. Needless to say, the post led to outrage on Twitter. At Dr. Phil, by law, when alcohol is a factor, no one can consent. Don't know what's happening to you. It's rape period, wrote one follower. Here's another one telling Phil finds a should you rape, yes or no question, open to debate. Dr. Phil quickly deleted the post. Spokesperson for his show explained this tweet was intended to evoke discussion leading to a very serious show topic, not intended to be taken lightly, based on a recent news story, hence the hashtag teen accused label.
Yeah. Thank God for those hashtags.
Right, exactly. All right, here's a story from New York. The Post is reporting Mark Malkoff has decided to beat his fear of flying by being airborne for a month. He began Monday with a flight from New York to Atlanta, followed by a trip from Atlanta to San Francisco, followed by a trip from San Francisco to Phoenix. He's going to just stay up in the air as much as he can for the whole month.
Okay.
How about...
Whatever.
<Yeah. laughs> It's one way to look at it, I suppose. Yeah.
One way to handle a problem is to face your fear. I think that's actually quite excellent. Face your fears, and you will overcome them.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.